Let's hit the roads with our man David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, how are you this morning?
I'm fighting fit, Andrew.
That's the way. Now, you and I talk a lot about motoring. Today we're still talking about transport, albeit on a smaller scale, with scooters, electric scooters even.
Well, we talked about how electric cars are doing certain things for our mobility. Perhaps the electrification of transport is as significant, perhaps even more significant, with push bikes and with a now electric scooters. Now, the notion with a push bike, of course, is that it'll be that glorious situation where you're not going to be so incredibly slow going up a hill. And someone once said, I want a push bike system where I can arrive with dignity and without sweat. and I think the electrification of that is part and parcel of it. But what's happening now also, of course, is the electric scooters. Easy to store, not as bulky, but valuable in terms of making that trip, perhaps even to get to the train station or the bus stop or so on. Now, in urban areas, though, you know, you've got to be careful on how that works. Now, what they're doing in the UK, they're trialling a hire a scooter system, a bit like hire a bikes and that,
yep,
which you can take around. But they're doing a couple of things that I think is very clever. They're using the new technology. For a start, it's got detection of objects around them so that it can try and have collision avoidance.
That is a very good idea, especially considering how small a vehicle it is.
Well, that's right, and it's the conflict between something that can, you know, can do 10 or more kilometres an hour in an area where you and I might be walking at 6.
Yeah.
So, you know, you've got to be careful. I know some people who are partially sighted or are totally blind who hate them because they're not operating, you know, not being operated in a manner that's helpful to them. But there are some other things then that they're applying. And this trial of one area in the UK, they've got GPS, so it will limit the speed your scooter will go at depending on what area you're in.
So it's like it sees the signs and it adjusts accordingly.
Well, it might be, you know, it can detect if you're in a shopping centre or shopping area.
Yeah, right. That's excellent technology. They could probably adopt that for a few other things on the roads too, for that matter.
Well, you know, that ultimately might well be how autonomous vehicles,
yeah,
or at least vehicles that are helped, may come to it. That it won't let you drive too fast in school areas. A lot of people don't intentionally break the law, but they find themselves caught out if they drive through an area when the school zone's not on most of the time. Then when it is on that one or two occasions, they forget. I've done that. Not been booked, but I mean I've had to think very carefully,
yeah,
about what I'm doing. The other thing that they're going to do, now I think this is clever, they're going to register them.
Yeah, they'll have a number plate. That makes sense. I mean, you and I have spoken before about how in Southeast Asia the little postie bike is extraordinarily important to their economy and their society. If more and more people are going to be using scooters like this, there has to be a way of keeping track of everybody for what they're getting up to.
You know, there's often in the bike lobby and that rants and rails against registrations
do.
And yes, that. And I understand that, but I just wonder whether it may not be a bit of a burden that people take that will nonetheless help push alternative means, more active transport, such as bikes. Now, what's happening with COVID is that there's a problem that individual cars becoming more desirable because of people moving away from public transport.
Yeah.
You know, and that could be a catastrophe in terms of congestion. So we really need to be thinking about how we could accelerate, pardon the pun, the adoption of these active forms of transport. And one of them may well be that credibility. It might be, you know, if you want to ride on the road, it's got to be registered. Or, you know, I think we've got to be looking at those sorts of things that the people that love them have got to accept that part of their acceptance may well be having the vehicles registered. Well, so now, just having a plate on it merely means that that particular vehicle can be identified.
Absolutely. I think it makes a great deal of sense, but as you say, the bike lobby would disagree, and they would disagree vehemently. David Brown, it'd be a long time before we see a lot of scooters getting around like that around the Hunter Valley, but I imagine it can't be too far away before we visit towns and big cities and start seeing a lot of them. Mate, as always, thank you very much for keeping us up to date with what's happening on the roads.
My pleasure.